This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Mars has large deposits of near-pure water ice just beneath the surface at mid-latitudes, a discovery that could have huge implications for future human settlement of the Red Planet. Astronauts could essentially just go there with a bucket and shovel and get all the water they need, said Shane Byrne in a press release from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Byrne, who works at the University of Arizona Lunar and Planetary Laboratory in Tucson, co-authored a new study using the suite of instruments and cameras on NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, or MRO, to uncover this icy find. Buried just a few meters under the ground and covered by fused rock and dust, these layers of ice were discovered at eight sites in eroded scarps, or steep hillsides. The most exciting thing about these sites is that they're in regions that could be accessible to future Mars explorers, at 55 to 58 degrees latitude in the northern and southern hemisphere, negating the need for traveling to challenging polar latitudes to access a frozen water supply. These ice deposits come from layers of ancient snow that became buried under rock and more snow. Over time, these deposits have become exposed as the scarps eroded. But how did layers of snow become deposited at such low latitudes in the first place? Although Mars currently exhibits ice and snow on the surface only at high latitudes, this wasn't always the case. Mars experienced shifts in its climate over the eons as its axis of rotation changes. Its axial tilt currently approximates that of Earth's, but over the course of hundreds of thousands and even millions of years, Mars' tilt has varied dramatically, driving global climatic shifts. Scientists can therefore use the information recorded in these scarps as an ancient geological record of how Mars' climate has evolved. Leslie Timpari, MRO Deputy Project Scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, told us, "If you had a mission at one of these sites, sampling the layers going down the scarp, you could get a detailed climate history of Mars. It's part of the whole story of what happens to water on Mars over time. Where does it go? When does ice accumulate? When does it recede?" The study, which has been published in the journal Science, is a real help to future human Mars mission planners. To set up a viable human presence on the Martian surface, astronauts will need to harness on-site resources. It would be wildly, prohibitively expensive to bring all the water, fuel, and building supplies with them from Earth. Tapping into a plentiful supply of near-pure water ice will be critical for providing drinking water and a fuel resource, not to mention irrigation for crops. Previously, scientists have confirmed large deposits of subsurface water ice using ground-penetrating radar, but the information about what the ice is mixed with and the quantity of water has been difficult to decipher. Now, by studying these scarps, scientists have found that these deposits are close to being pure water ice. And through observations by orbiting spacecraft, we know where to send our astronauts to dig for water. Today's episode was written by Ian O'Neill and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other cool topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.